Troyce, and join me Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock for This, That, and the Other on Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Letting the bumper kind of fade out there. Welcome. This is Keith AZ Live on Revolution Radio. As always, please do support the station. All of us hosts got a memo from one of our wonderful managers of the network, Willow, and we are a little bit behind. excuse me. We're a little bit behind on the funding for the station, for this network. We are about to reach our 10th year on January 1st. A very interesting time phase. It seems like so many different alignments are coming together right now. We can look at actually just even the planetary alignments. It's an amazing time. The astrology of this time, hold on a second. Had a little bit of a cough there. I've been working on some difficult things right now. We've got an underground leak on this property, which has been driving me crazy. But I think I finally isolated it. Very challenging thing. It's kind of, you know, it's so funny how all these things come together. And there's a lot I want to say about the election as well. But just to start out on our personal level, do not lose hope. Do not lose faith. Do not lose trust in yourself. We all are in an ascension process. So regardless of how this election turns out, and there's actually a lot I want to say on that, And I want to welcome some other guests. Doku, you, for instance, please do call in and I'll add you to the call. I spoke with some other fellow hosts that I want to, kind of have more of an open conversation, not an open roundtable. I don't do roundtables. This is why there's certain voices I don't accept on these calls, because I'm really not interested on what they will say. A lot of times they just want to fill up a lot of airspace with whatever, their own ideas are. And I really want to be discerning and present to you, as best as I can do, cut to the chase, so to speak, without a lot of diversion. So anyway, please do support the network. It's very easy to do. Go to freedomslips.com. There's also a Patreon option. There's many ways you can support this. I myself have spent, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars, have also myself donated, which you wouldn't think I'd have to do being a host, but we are not paid. We're all volunteers. I'm just like you. I just want to get the truth out. I just want to participate and do my part in making it real and making this happen. So anyway, with that, all that being said, okay, so we are at the crux of a turning point right now. We've had a real choice of between good and evil. Donald Trump won the election. And what he has exposed for us, this is what I think. We said this, on this show, on my show, with my wonderful fellow guests, have been telling you how it's going to play out. Well, here it is, exactly as we foretold you. What did I say? And what did we say on this, show, with my fellow guests? We said that the election would not be determined on election night. We told you ahead of time that the networks were going to give it to Biden or do their best to skew it. And they did. They did so many things. Probably most of you are aware of this. Most of you followed it and are aware of the improprieties and the way actually Fox News even handled it. Fox News was bought by Disney, I think, in 2019, right? Globalist agenda, they want to Borgify you. They want you to be a mind slave. Thankfully, you're too smart for that, and you're tuned into this show and others like it, and are making your own conclusions. What have I always said to you? You are a reality generator. You are making reality, you don't have to succumb to the parasitical energies that want your creative output, but that's what they want to present to you. So let's go ahead with the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, we find out that it's been that Biden is the anointed one. With all that's come out already, I can't even believe anybody voted for Biden, by the way. It's like so astonishing. Yet people in my own sphere are like, oh, well, and you can't even talk to him. You try to give him it's really hard even to crack any kind of Doku's calling. Let me go ahead and add Doku and we'll add him to the call. I invited the mechanic. Chicago Brew, another fellow host. If y'all are listening and want to join, also David Devine, you did a fantastic show tonight. I always love the work you do. If you would like to join the show as well, by all means, David Devine, who by the way just did 2 hours and another fantastic show. And there's so many topics that you brought up I could elaborate on and give my perspective on. One of them is psychedelics, very interesting subject. I did LSD way back in the 70s, and it was you know, opened up these doorways. You got to be very careful with these types of things. I do not recommend any of you try magic mushrooms or psilocybin or LSD or ayahuasca. But, you know, I can just report for myself that having a spiritual perspective and using them to try to, you know, develop our consciousness, these can open some doorways, but got to be really careful with that stuff. These are very powerful mind altering consciousness door openings that you don't want to mess around with these things. Better to do meditation and prayer and those sorts of things. Although sometimes, I think particularly back in the 70s, it was a different time then. You know, I mean, that was nowadays, I don't think we even need to do any. I think you could just think of them, or you could. I'm having a cup of tea right now. You could just imagine that mind altering, you know, consciousness evolving prayer into the water within. In my case, some black tea with a little honey in it. Having a sip of it right now, and you will. You know, you'll have actually a better pathway. So I've got all kinds of notes tonight. So first of all, Donald Trump won big time, and they stole it, in plain sight. I think, you know, Dave at the X22 Report, who has been banned from YouTube, you know, he told us that would probably happen, and he gave us his alternate websites, of course, x22report.com, but also BitChute, which is an alternative to YouTube, you know, same type of format with lots of videos, but they are not censored in the same way that YouTube censors people. All kinds of people got banned from YouTube. Amazing Polly. Quite frankly, has been on and off. He's back on there. Tori Says also is amazing. I think she is so off the, you know, she's sort of like me, in other words, that we are, you know, easily discredited, I guess. So they don't feel as much of a threat from our voices as some of these others. Michael Jacko is another amazing voice who is still there on YouTube and are bringing us amazing content. But BitChute, I guess Parler is another one. I haven't checked out that. I think that's just a app, which I don't currently have a one of those phones that, I mean, I'm not running any apps. I'm very cautious of these things. But Brand New Tube is another one. Sean Atwood is on that as well. Again, he, you know, what has forced us to do is find these other alternative broadcast platforms where we can actually talk uncensored. So anyway, going back to the election, I really want to talk about this a little bit. We saw that Trump was winning Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the key. I think he also won Michigan and Wisconsin. And actually, I think it's going to be determined that they won, that he won Arizona as well. You know, Nevada is still counting as well. But what it's exposing is the incredible corruption. We saw this predicted for months ahead of this, and I was talking about this on my show. We told you that the election would not be determined on November 3rd. We told you that. We told you that it was going to go to the litigation, and one of the things I said, I mean, how big is it that we got Amy Coney Barrett confirmed as a Supreme Court judge? Probably going to come down to a Supreme Court decision. I still see that Trump will be on January 20th inaugurated and giving his second term inauguration speech. listen, even if it's determined Joe Biden is the winner, listen, it's going to be a a dark time. It's going to be a reflection that just not enough of us got it and figured it out. We're going to see the communists. It's really deeper than that. It's really actually an AI board type of reality they want to present to us. This is the whole purpose of the face mask. It's not to save your health. It's not to prevent you from getting the fake. Well, it's really not fake, but it's it's not to keep you healthy. Let me put it that way. In fact, the face masks make you sick. They deprive you of oxygenation for your blood. Many people are developing bacterial pneumonia because they're not getting enough air. They're rebreathing a lot of their carbon dioxide. But also, if they have any kind of bacterial infection, or there's the mask creates a perfect growth medium. Sadly, so many of us have to wear them for our day jobs, and it just becomes a growth medium for all kinds of bacteria, mold, fungus, all this stuff that then is, it's right in your face. I've rejected the mask. I've gone to all these stores. I actually got confronted by someone, not an employee. The only two experiences I had where somebody confronted me about not wearing a mask, when I walked right in, when they had signs up saying, you are required to wear a mask. And I said, you know what? If they are going to confront me, I'm going to have a mask. I had a mask in my pocket. So I would put it on. I would say that, okay, I will respect your because you had the right to refuse me business as a private, company there. But I want to talk to your manager and I wanted to talk to your store owner, whoever the top guy is. I wanted to submit my protest and say why I feel this is not a healthy option for me and for the rest of us. The mask ultimately is a way to Borgify us and present humans as infectious vectors of disease. that's really what they want to do. And but none of them hassled me. When I walked into Walmart, just the guy at the front said, you're supposed to wear a mask. And I just walked right past him. I looked at him and I said, I didn't even say anything. I just walked past. When I went into Safeway, this one woman said, oh, you're not wearing a mask. And I said, yeah, because this is America and I'm not submitting to your Marxism. That is the authoritarian Marxism which the Democrats want to present to us. It's actually far worse than that. They want to keep us enslaved. And so many of us are waking up right now and they are losing their freaking minds. And Trump won. Let's go to the electoral results. So first of all, Trump was winning Philadelphia until they said, okay, we're going to stop counting. And then all of a sudden at 4 a.m., they had all the votes they needed to shift it. Like all of a sudden, you can look at the some of the wonderful researchers have presented this to us, and all of a sudden we see they had 200,000 more votes for Biden, and all these mail-in votes. Well, guess what? What I think is true is that what many other researchers, including David, the X-22 report, has presented us that they had a sting operation involved. This is what has been going on again and again. We've seen this on so many things where they've sort of laid the trap out. This is true with the impeachment. And now what do we see about the impeachment, what Joe Biden did, you know, and then right before the election? Okay, so first of all, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed as a Supreme Court judge. So it's really a 5-4 because John Roberts is not a conservative. That guy is totally bought and paid for. He was on, by the way, he was one of those who was on the list of the Lolita Express. Jeffrey Epstein's plane to his island on St. James. You know, so that guy is compromised, no doubt about it. It's not a 6-3, it's really a 5-4 majority now with Amy Coney Barrett. And we'll see how she, you know, I mean, she may, you know, we don't know yet that much about her, at least I don't. And I don't trust anything. I'm actually more cynical than a lot of people think I am. A lot of people view me as very Pollyannish. I'm not. You know, this is real. This is our choice. I think the reason this is being dragged out is because it's up to us to shift the vibration. It's up to you to resonate at a higher level. It's up to you and me and each of us to not be in fear anymore. And, you know, I confess, I'm not immune. You know, I felt my heart kind of tighten when it wasn't clear that Trump won. I mean, here it was. It looked like he was winning all the way. He had Georgia. He had Florida. It looked like he was way ahead in Philadelphia, which actually is the key. Be nice if he got Michigan and Wisconsin. And I think Arizona really voted for him as well. California is a forgotten, you know, it's just so corrupt there. Gavin Newsom, I mean, my God, the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. This is not, you know, you know, some people thought California might go red. Some people thought that New York might go red, but it played out kind of pretty much to script and to the script that many of us were presenting to you, you know, in the months preceding this. I think ultimately it will be determined, you know, and again, this is not just up to the courts. It's up to you and me and our energy demanding justice and praying for light and peace and love and all that stuff. We've got to shift the energies by our own personal creative power. But the good news is we have that. The parasites that have been oppressing us for so long are really paper tigers. We are far more powerful than what we have understood ourselves to be for so long. At least I can say for myself that that's the case. You know, I'm only just learning how many dimensions that I have and how deep my abilities are. And I have been under severe attack, by the way. You know, so when you start to shine your light, that's one of the things about taking responsibility for your creative potential is we are in a polarity universe. And so as we shine our light, it's like moss to a flame, the dark energies will attack us. This is true for me. This is true for you. This is true for all of us that stick our heads up above the waterline or above the, you know, fray. And choose to be a warrior. So we've got to fight. We've got to learn how to protect ourselves spiritually. And thankfully, I have help. Somebody actually just right before the show, I had a contact with a wonderful person, and I won't delineate any further. But I said to this person, "Can you please just kind of check me for courting an attack?" And they did, and you know, I actually feel better. It's been a rough ride for those of us that are really trying to do good, because the dark forces are battling for their very survival. Ultimately, it's the ascension process is unstoppable. So don't lose heart. Even if it is determined that Biden is our president, I don't think that's going to happen. I think what they've done is they've laid a trap, and we're going to expose a whole bunch of election fraud. It's already happening, actually. Project Veritas and many other sources are documenting all the ways they've tried to steal the election. One of the other stories is that the true ballots have this watermark that was the Department of Homeland Security had placed so that they could determine if they were legitimate ballots or not. We'll see. I am very hopeful. I mean, I would have preferred that we just knew Trump won, on election night. I would have preferred that it was a done deal, because I'm telling you, man, my heart was stressed. I was going, oh, man, this is exactly what I foretold you and what many of us saw coming, and that the mainstream media, including Fox News is actually one of the worst. They were given – they did not give Trump Florida, which I think he won by something like 700,000 votes, so they weren't giving that to him. And he won Georgia, which was also way ahead. He was way ahead in Philadelphia. And then they gave Biden all these states which were not yet determined, like Arizona, where I live. And they're still counting votes in Arizona, and they're coming in big time for Trump, by the way. We'll see. But you and my and all of us, our creative energy, we can manifest truth and justice. I don't want to manipulate the election so that Trump wins. If it's truly the will of the people for a total criminal family Biden, I mean, we've got so much information on that, which the news did not cover, in fact, suppressed. If you were tweeting about Hunter Biden's laptop, you were shut off from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these other big-time social media sources. They've been actively suppressing this. We're under big-time suppression. Anyway, we do have Doc Who with us. I was hoping maybe the Mechanic or Chicago Brew or some of our other wonderful fellow hosts. I put out an open invitation, and it's still there. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Mr. Rowe even has some comments. But if anybody else would like to join us, please just call me, and I'll add you to this conversation. But we do have Doc Who with us. Doc Who, how are you, my friend?
I'm real good, and I was right with you on the David Dubai program.
He did a great job tonight, I thought.
Oh, it was great. It really was. I mean, it has encouraged me not to miss him anymore.
Do you have any thoughts on what I've been expressing tonight?
Well, I think we're pretty much on the same page as far as what the political process has been, for this whole dog and pony show that the Democrats are putting on. But Trump's way smarter than they are. You can combine all of the deep state's intelligence, which is dark intelligence, which doesn't really amount to a hill of beans, and then stack it up against Trump's intelligence. And, he's a mountain among men and their intelligence. Over.
Well, he did look stressed. I have to say, he was doing so many rallies. I mean, as many as four or five of his rallies in days up to this election, and nobody was showing up. I mean, he basically had the press corps, it's so amazing, and I still don't know why anybody would even vote for Biden. The guy is senile. He's obviously cognitively impaired, but the media has been so effective with their mind control. that even my own family members, several of my own family members, have fallen for this. And I tried to tell them, listen, you know, what you see on TV is not reality. You have to understand that. But they don't. So what are you going to do? All you can do is present the information, and it's up, you know, I can't control anybody. I can't impinge on their own free will. I don't have the power to, and it wouldn't be honorable if I had that power and did it. You know, we have to let it be as it is. And so if it's the case that Biden is determined to be the president after all the lawsuits, I mean, because it's outside of at this point, it's in the judges, you know, and thank God, Trump got Amy Coney Barrett through with relatively little opposition. I mean, she just destroyed, you know, especially I forget if she's a senator or a House representative, but Hiromi something or other from Hawaii, I mean, just destroyed them and was easily confirmed. This, it may come down to that one Supreme Court justice.
Yep. Yeah, she made everybody that questioned her, or whatever you want to call it, if it's questioning, seemed like
harassed is the term I would put. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they seemed. She made them look like high school dropouts.
Yeah. Yeah, she was very solid. That was huge. We look at the timing of that. In October, we had both the confirmation of that new Supreme Court judge replacing Ginsburg, and also the Hunter Biden laptop release with incredibly damning evidence, which if it was one of suppose it was Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump or any of his other progeny, would have been headline news all over the place. And they won't even talk about it, with the few exceptions of, you know, Tucker Carlson really stands out. He even condemned Fox News for their coverage of the election, and calling, not calling Florida and not calling Georgia, you know, when they should have, and making it, you know, it's just, and Trump had a press conference earlier today. Did you happen to see that, by the way, Daku?
I saw a little bit of it.
He just laid it out. He said this was total manipulation by the big tech, you know, by all the social media. I mean, he wasn't fighting against Biden, who is got to be the weakest presidential candidate in history. I mean, maybe there's some, you know, if you go back a lot of long time, that you might find some weaker ones. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not a historian for presidential elections, and so I couldn't say. But at least as far as recent time goes, it's astonishing to me that anybody supported him. But they've got people so manipulated, so mind controlled, and they have, it just shows the power of it, the power of the sophistication of the mind controlled media, that even my own father, he's starting to tell me about, oh, don't you think climate change is a terrible thing? I said, no, we're moving into an ice age. You know, I already knew that before Dave DeBine came on. You know, my own mother, my late mother passed away in June. God bless her soul. I love her so much. She's actually really available to me anyway, at some points I was going, Mom, you know, I know you're dead, but could you just be quiet for a little bit so I can rest? She is very present in my life, even actually more so, because as her health was failing and her cognitive abilities were failing, you know, she was kind of in that transition period. And now that she has fully transitioned, I actually watched her go through the whole thing. I mean, that's a whole nother aspect of reality. But we do live beyond our death. I've actually helped certain rock stars transition to, it sounds egotistical, I know, but it's not something I chose. It just, they come to me and I go, okay, I'll help. You know, here's the light. Here's the portal. Go ahead, man. Your brothers and sisters. I know you might feel guilty about partying a lot having a lot of sex with a lot of different women, or, you know, being involved in, all the shenanigans. But you're good, you know, you're good to go. And you can go to the light, and you've got family members. I'll open the portal, and there's always going to be their mothers or grandfathers or whatever. Certain uncles, maybe all of the above, are going to be on the other side saying, yeah, come on, it's okay. You made some mistakes, but it doesn't mean that you're going to hell, which actually doesn't exist, by the way. The only hell that exists is of our own creation. There really is no hell. If you want to go to the lower fourth dimension, and you feel incredibly guilty and you don't want to you feel so bad about yourself that you don't want to transition and go back into the wheel, the karmic wheel, some will do that. And at least I know that I've helped some souls, make that journey. So anyway, let's go back to the election. So I think what we're in is the great revealing. We've seen an election stolen in plain sight. All of you listening are getting more psychic. All of you are getting more clarity. All of you, and not just from my show. Listen, my show is just a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of the puzzle. I hope to do good. I think I do somewhat good. I get very nice responses from so many of you, but it's not me. It's you. It's you that have chosen to raise your consciousness. And this is what I think is needed for all of us. In fact, I would suggest I myself need to step it up and present to you even a better and clearer show. It's easy when you've made some advancement to kind of cruise because you want to. You don't always want to work so damn hard. But I think for myself, I need to work even harder and really bring it to a higher level. And I hope to do so. We have made so much progress. It's astonishing. If it is the case that it is determined Joe Biden turns out, which is really going to be not Joe Biden because he's just a shell of a man, even if it really even is him. Some people think it's the person masquerading as Joe Biden is actually a clone, an empty clone, an empty shell. I don't know. I'm not going to say either way, but if they have this technology, they will use it. And by all we know about cloning technology, they've already cloned horses, sheep, cows, very high, functioning animals. Why wouldn't they be able to? I mean, we know this all the way from the 70s. There's websites that they brag about this stuff. And Tori Says, who's a very interesting YouTube presenter, and that's T O R E and then says, like I just – I says this. That wasn't really good grammar. But S-A-Y-S. So T-O-R-E and then a separate word, S-A-Y-S. Tori says – does a fantastic job. She purports to be a former CIA operative who was chosen at as a young child because she had such highly advanced mathematical skills, a very able cognitive individual, and she sure appears to be that way. I mean, so far I really like her. You know, I don't endorse. I endorse very few people. One of the very few people I endorse is James Gilliland because I got to meet him in person and got to read his energy. Another one who I will endorse I have not met in person, but I just. As best as I can tell, is totally right on, is Simon Parks. And there are some others. Psychic LJ is another one. She is just – and they're all predicting ultimately a Trump victory. If we are correct about how this is playing out, what they did is they set a trap for all these people to do their worst. So that they would be exposed. And in the meantime, what is happening is a whole bunch of arrests are taking place. One thing that we know, Millennial Millie, or Millie Weaver is her actual full name, who had some difficult problems recently. Her own mother turned her in, and then all the charges were dropped. It was, obviously... You know, this is we're in a battle, my friends. This is war. All those people that say, there's going to be a civil war. I'm telling you, we're already in war. Like, there's going to be a civil war? I don't think so. It's just that the war is ongoing, and George Soros's and the various international globalists that want to have total control, want to take all your money, and want to put you under the thumb of socialism, are being defeated. So, here's the good news. We kept the Senate. We don't know yet, but it's going to be at least a 51-49, probably 52-48 or 53-47. They're still counting ballots on the Senate race, but for sure the Republicans will still. And again, listen, I'm not telling you the Republicans are good and the Democrats are bad. Mostly what it's been is two wings of the same bird, but there is a real consciousness evolution that's happening now. And it's reflecting more on the Republicans. Listen, I voted Democrat my whole life. I thought Bush was terrible. I thought, Clinton was good. It turns out Clinton was evil and Bush was evil, Trump is not really even a Republican. He's a populist nationalist, a nationalist populist, in my opinion. He's really... doing it for the people. If Biden gets in, he's going to open the borders, and it's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be, it's going to be in the face of all those that thought they were fighting. They're going to find out they were supporting the very evil they thought they were fighting against, right? Do you want to make any comments, my friend, Daku?
Well, I just want to, find an opportunity to tell you to get in the archives and listen to Wendy, her Friday night show. They had a woman on, and I can't tell you what her name was. I don't know that I heard it, but she was going on like 100 miles an hour and talking about the French nobility family that's. And I can't even remember the figure she put out, but it was something along the lines of quintillionaire. I don't even know. You know, it's like they've been raking in money for hundreds of years, and they are supposedly they may be the top of the a pyramid. It's the Paysauer family. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't, but most of these, the really powerful people, we've never heard their names. So George Soros.
You haven't heard of Paysauer, so there you go. But I'm telling you, listen to Wendy's show Friday night, and everybody that takes part in that program was just giving this woman praise left and right. They just love her to pieces. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. No, so anyway, yeah, that is very interesting. And I won't go back because I can't even listen to something from yesterday right now. Time is moving so fast. It's like I'm constantly wanting to harvest whatever information I can get right at the moment. You know, we're really in the crucible. You know, I've been telling you we're in the rapids, and now we've gone over the waterfall. And now, so we're in free fall. And time and space are totally fluid. What you've got to believe in right now is believe in yourself. Believe in your own energy to manifest the future that your heart desires. We are going to make it happen. We may have a bit of a delay. It's funny. It seems like we've been drawn out, stretched over the abyss. We're on the precipice, right? And we're forever on that edge right now, you know, but it will resolve. Ultimately, I do think Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th. I think it will probably end up at the Supreme Court. But it's revealing just how corrupt the system is. It is astonishingly corrupt. I would have liked to see some more, I would have liked to see John Durham bring some hardcore indictments out. But I think they know better than I do about the timing about this because it's been perfect so far. It's hard to believe that we've gone this far and made this much progress to have it all be destroyed. But, you know, maybe that's the case. And if it is, it's not on Donald Trump. It's on us. It's on you and me that we didn't do enough. We didn't vibrate at a high enough frequency. We didn't raise our own vibration. I really feel that that's where it's at. And that is our task now to continue. We have to continue to, you know, listen, don't ask for the highest good. Don't say that Trump has to win and Biden has to lose. I would rather you ask for the highest good become manifest for us, because that's a much more neutral and much more general type of a request and is much more universal to the predicament we find ourselves in, and is going to be a lot easier for your fellow brothers and sisters to, kind of get behind. If you have somebody that's a staunch Biden supporter, which I have no idea why you would be, even though I have talked to these people on a daily basis, it's like, what, seriously? You know, and it's like, how could you, with what you should be able to know, you should know better, but you cannot change people's minds. All you can do is try to present a positive vibration, because then they'll be interested in saying, well, how do you know, what do you think? Whereas if you come at them with, you've got to think this way, they're going to just reject it, and they're going to want, not be open, to the information you might want to present. Whereas if you can vibrate at a higher, frequency, and just be at peace. Be at peace right now, all of you. Be at peace knowing that it's going to be okay. Okay. It's going to be okay. All these things I've told you that are coming. It's inevitable. The worst case scenario is we have a bit of a delay. But satisfaction delayed is actually even more fulfilling because you had to work hard to get there. If it all came easy, you know, if everything was just given to you, you wouldn't have really appreciated it. But if you have to work for it, and that's what I'm telling you all now, we've got to work for it. We've got to work for making this reality. And our job is not done. And I think this is this is what we're being presented with right now. We're being presented with, well, we've got to continue to participate and continue to make it real, fruition, because we are on the cusp of a golden age. Worst case scenario is going to take a little longer. But guess what happened? So I was telling you earlier, so we kept the Senate. I should say we. Let me put it this way. The Republicans who, probably at least half are just as corrupt as the Democrats. I don't know. I have not tried a remote view or investigated deeply. But Trump has taken on the mantle of the Republican Party because that was the party that was available and was going to work for him. He's actually really close to JFK in a lot of ways. He probably mostly modeled his presidency on JFK. And he has done more in 4 years than, Barack Obama did. Barack Obama was a complete disaster. My own father thinks that Obama was one of the greatest presidents. And I said, what? Are you serious? That was he took the evil of the Bush era even to a whole nother level. He got the Nobel Peace Prize and then proceeded to completely blow up Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, who actually was a benevolent dictator, which some would suggest to you is actually the most benevolent form of government in this 3D reality polarity. The people of Libya had incredible benefits, once you got married, they basically bought you your first house. Muammar Gaddafi gave you education to the PhD level, regardless if it was in Libya or any other country. It was all paid for. And then with his own money, with the benefits of the oil that was harvested and that he had in his own bank account, started greening the desert, making this aquifer. And then he wanted to give North Africa the gold dinar, a gold-backed dinar. And that was when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the globalist bankers said, oh, no, you can't have that. That's going to be too good for people. They can't have people. They can't have a middle class. The Democratic Party hates the middle class. They want you on the government dole because then you'll be beholden to them, right? Anything you'd like to add at this point, Daku?
I'm pretty much sitting on the back of the same pickup truck tailgate that you are.
So anyway, we've just seen this over and over again. This listening audience, I'm sure, is way ahead of what I'm talking about. I don't want to be condescending or, sound like, I'm repeating a lot of stuff that you already know. Listen, it looks to me that come January 20th, Inauguration Day, Trump will be giving his second term you know, speech. And although it's uncertain right now, I mean, I have concerns too. I mean, I'm no prophet. I don't have the crystal ball. I'm only reporting as best as I can figure it out. Not only from my own intuition, but from studying so much of what so many other wonderful researchers are sharing with us. And what we saw happen was exactly what I've been telling you on my shows, based, again, not just on my own intuition, but on what so many other wonderful investigative reporting predicted. And it was predicted that the election would not be clear on November 3rd. They told us this. And as best as I can tell, this was correct. And sure enough, here it is. That's what happened. And that it would go to litigation. And what so many of these sources, I mean, like everyone, actually, I mean, I don't even care if you go to Simon Parks, the psychic, or you go to Dave, who's working on purely geopolitical type information, and so many others, who, by the way, have also been accurate right up until then on so many of these other things, that we would not have a definite winner, and that the news media would call it for Biden, which they did, including Fox News, total turncoat, and we're probably going to see others come out who pretended to be on the side of the Republicans. Oh, we are coming up to the break, we're probably going to hear the music in a second. We do have a call. I believe Daryl is calling in. We'll go ahead and take that. We're going to have the break in a second. If you've got a background flash player going on, please be sure to mute that. We should have the break playing already. Let's see. Anyway, sometimes we don't always get it. Last Sunday night, I didn't get the – I thought the daylight savings was on Sunday night. Turned out it was on Saturday night, which I should have known, by the way, because it's only happened every other year. But I'm here in Arizona where we don't recognize daylight savings time. And oh, there's the break music. Okay, we've got another hour to go. We'll be right back, everybody. I hope you stay tuned.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? and how close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat masses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right, we are back. So we're doing a little bit of post-election coverage, but also talking about raising our own consciousness. So regardless of who is determined to be our president, our job, in my opinion, again, I always want to coach it in that. I don't pretend to be any kind of seer or prophet or anything like that. I was wrong one other time. I thought I was mistaken, but it turned out I was wrong. So anyway, there's no doubt that I may be in error in this regard. But the primary thing is for each of us to get with the program. Mother Earth herself is raising her vibration, and we got tickets to the big show. We're along for the ride. So don't stress about it. I'm telling you, my heart felt tight, in this thing. Even though I knew and said on my show that this is what was going to happen. The mainstream media was going to do their best to call it for Biden, and that it would go probably into December before it was finally determined that Trump won. One of the things I didn't think of, which X-22 report Dave brought to my attention, as well as some others, was that they were setting out a sting operation and that the Department of Homeland Security had put watermarks on ballots that are invisible, right? Except with, ultraviolet light, right? So that they could actually go back and recount and determine. In some of these counts, more people, I believe this is the case in Wisconsin right now, that they have more votes for Biden than there are registered voters, which is impossible, which is clear the voter fraud. And of course, Trump told us, and many of us said, this whole mail-in voting thing. And then they changed a bunch of the laws. They said, they didn't go through the legislative process. It was just a decree by the governor of that state where they said, well, mail-in ballots are good and we can count them well after the election. I believe Pennsylvania is one of them. I think best case scenario is that this is correct, and what this is going to do is expose to the public what a fraud this has been, because so many people are so bought in. You know, one of the things I tell to some of my family members and others is that you're confusing with what's on television with reality. It's not the same thing. What's on television is not reality. You know, they think you go back to, you know, remember Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather, and this is the news, you know, and we used to think at that time that they were telling us the truth, and they're not. They never have been. They've been infiltrated from way back when. Anyway, we have been joined by another caller. Daryl, I believe a Stardust Man has joined us. Is that you, Daryl?
Yes, it is, and I totally agree with what you just said. I'm going to think of this election as the apocalypse election, because, you know, so many people, you know, when they hear the word apocalypse, they think doom and gloom, disaster and all that, and that's not what that word means. That word means awakening, people waking up, and I think that's why I call this election the apocalypse election, because, you know, there's going to be so blindly right in their face about what you just mentioned about being more votes casted than there are voters, and then they'll see the truth on that, and then they'll start wondering how else have we been lied to, and eventually it'll lead to you know, like the Vietnam War, you know, it got its truth told out there, you know, about the Tompkins Bay thing incident, right, and how they were lied to, and eventually, you know, thank God they'll waken up to how 9/11 was lied to them also, or.
Yes, thank you very much for that. So there's a whole bunch of things you just said to comment on. The great revealing, I think, is another way to understand what apocalypse means, right? It's the great revealing. And so we had to go through this. And as hard as it is, listen, we've got to remember we're in a war. This is not all unicorns and rainbows and whatever else. We are in a war right now. And we're really seeing how just infected we are with these Satanists, with these extraterrestrials that want to harvest us, with the demonic realm that wants to harvest our misery, but then also an AI that is really anti-life and wants to borgify us. This is the whole purpose of what they want to give us with the masks and the vaccines, is to view humans as infectious agents, disease vectors.
Well, you know, when you mentioned that we got to go through this, that exactly made me think of it as a birthing process. You know, what a mother goes through, she goes through a whole heck of a lot of pain, but, you know, in the end, there's a great, great reward. Over.
Thank you for that. We are in a birthing process. We're in a birthing process of graduating to the fifth dimension, as some would say. I like to think of it more as a love vibration that we're moving into. And so it is a birthing process, and it means that we've got to be real with ourselves. We've got to accept our responsibility, which may be the single hardest thing for many to accept. Yeah, they want the, you know, so many people, I mean, I was into model trains, there's a person that's building a gigantic model train set here in my own town, and I went and visited him and says, yeah, I want socialism. You know, I want it all to be given to me. You know, I mean, that just completely destroys any entrepreneurship, any motivation to better yourself when it's all given to you. The thing is, that only works as long as you can take other people's money. And so socialism and communism always fails. Dinesh D'Souza is a wonderful person who has recently created a video which is free on YouTube right now. I've forgotten the title of it, but just search for Dinesh D'Souza. A wonderful voice. He immigrated from India to the U.S. and has been a wonderful voice and has been so brave to go to college campuses where he's routinely harassed. But he just stands up there on stage and says, "No, go ahead and tell me what you think." And so someone will say, "Well, how come you're making a border wall?" And he'd go, "Well, what is this university that we're in right now? Don't you have a wall around it? Don't you have only accept people that qualify, and then turns it right back on him." An amazing voice on that. I do want to respond to Flippy. I am trying to monitor the chat room, and Flippy said, "What was they that told us the election on November 3rd? So I was able to tell you that we would not have a determination on who was president, whether it be Biden or Trump, on November 3rd on election night, like we always have forever and ever, because evil is at play and has infected every level of government, and it needs to be exposed so that we can make a free will choice about what we want for the future. So it was both the Galactics and also many on-Earth voices. Again, Dave at X22 Report is one of the ones who I find most most right on. I mean, I listen to him and then use my own intuition to evaluate what he's telling us. And as best as I can tell, he's been right on. I mean, dead on. And so he was one of those voices, but also many others. So Simon Parks is another one. He's a psychic who actually won an election, and he won an election there in the UK, openly stating that he was a extraterrestrial contactee, and talked about the various different mantid beings and reptilian beings and greys and human types as well, meaning the Pleiadians and Arcturians and various others. I most resonate with a Lyrian being who flew by in a spaceship. I've told this story many times. I think, Daryl, you remember me. I remember one night you were excited about my story about that experience. And this being, I didn't even talk about it on air for about a year and a half. But it was so real, and I realized if I want to be honest with this listening audience, I'm going to tell you the truth. About my information source and this wonderful being who sends me so much love. It's extraordinary. I've actually been tuning into this being recently, and I got a lot of heat for it. A lot of people were saying, "Oh, so that's your hot babe alien girlfriend." I'm like, "No, these beings, they don't even, first of all, it would be, at best, I would be like her pet."
I'm surprised you never got the question, when y'all going to get married?
Right. So that's not an option. These beings don't operate that way. I have learned a lot about that. But no, it's not a romantic thing at all. This is super profound. Let me really impress upon you that it's not like that at all. Suppose you were sitting there and Archangel Michael presented himself to you. Would you have a gay angel marriage? No, you wouldn't, because you're not gay, first of all. I don't know. Maybe you are. I'm not. I don't think you are. It's nothing wrong with that if you were.
I'd like to put that straight. You know, it's straight. I'm not.
No worries, my friend. But the point is, it's such a different level. This is a very profound experience. Having a telepathic relationship with a very advanced being, regardless of whether this being is more of a male or female orientation. In this case, she is a female orientation, but she also actually tuned into some of her friends. She's actually really closely related to a being, and they don't even use names because they're telepathic and they already have that signature. The only reason I call her Lyra is because I know that she's from the Lyrian system, and I know I have ancient connection with that, but the other male being with her is David, and it looks to me like they're like, you know, in a, but it's not like marriage like we think of it. They're at such a higher level. Also, they don't have an internal dialogue like we do. One of the things that's so trippy about them is when they look at you, when you look them in the eyes, they are so present. It's because they don't have mind chatter going on. They're just there. And so it's really a trip. So it's an extraordinarily profound experience. And it's not a romantic thing at all. It's just that this being is so capable of love, and I experienced that affection and that friendship.
That's because their thoughts are open. I mean, think of what a wonderful world this would be. You know, there was a couple of Twilight Zone episodes on this thing. What I'm fixing to say is, imagine what a wonderful world this would be if whatever you think is what you say. So therefore, there would not be any deception. There would not be a lying, because whatever you think, they hear. Over.
We're actually almost there right now. All of you are getting more telepathic. Every single one of us is. I know I am, and there's so many other aspects to that I could talk about. But I don't want to go there tonight, and, you know, it depends on the time. But all of us are getting more. This is actually one of the predictions my own mother made, a clairvoyant psychologist. Heck of a mother. I knew I couldn't hide anything from her. You know, when I was in my teens and I first started smoking weed, we were like, oh, we know she knows. You know, we just knew it because she was already developing those abilities in herself. And so we used to call her Eagle Eye and stuff like that. Oh, but as it turned out, she didn't. Yeah, she was just so much love and acceptance and understanding that, you know, we have to kind of chart our own path and make our own mistakes and hopefully do well and move forward. And mostly I did that, you know. I was kind of a wild soul and had to have a lot of different experiences. In fact, I think I could have died on a number of different occasions. But had a lot of protection. And actually, I think Lyra has been watching over me all this time. And it's really brought me right to the cliff. And so I could look over the edge and say, oops, don't want to go there. You know, don't want to fall into the abyss. So had a lot of help in, continuing on my journey here in the physical world. Not an easy task. You know, we all, as I say, we all got tickets to the big show. This is not an easy ride. All of you that are incarnate now are heroes. You all have chosen to be here, regardless of if you think that you want to get out of here. And I've certainly thought that myself. You know, beam me up, Scotty, you know, that sort of thing. But we've just got to stick it out. We've got to stick it out. We've got to try to hold on through the rough water that we're in, and now we've gone over the waterfall. I mean, this is what I was telling you guys.
I totally relate what you're talking about. We've got the tickets to the big show because there's a grand happening that's fixing to happen, and that's why there's so many entities out there. They're just here because they want to watch it happen. We don't have the ticket to the big show. We are the big show. And you were talking about earlier, like people that have been married for many, many years, they get to the point where they know what their loved ones fix and say before they say it. It's kind of like on the same line as like the phone's going to ring, and they know the phone's going to ring right before it rings. Over.
My last girlfriend, who I nearly married, was so telepathic that she could read my mind. I mean, to the point, you can actually read people's minds to kind of where their vibration is. But in her case, she could actually go right down to the nitty gritty details of, the words I was thinking. It was a trip. I tend to think of her as an evil witch, but she really wasn't. She just had some dark energies that it's understandable that people choose that because it makes them feel powerful. When you choose those dark energies, they'll harvest your energy, but they'll also infuse you with their arrogance and kind of flood. They can flood you with these type of energies that make you feel very powerful and very immune and very amoral. And this is where when we saw, for instance, Peter Strozek testifying in front of the House. He just walked in so arrogant, and he thought he was just so immune. These people are going down. So this is another thing that's going to happen. So I talked about how it looks to me like it will be determined that Trump really did win, and that all this election fraud we're seeing was really a setup to sting them and expose it. So we're going to see a whole bunch of icons go down. People in Hollywood, people in sports, politically, perhaps, just the Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's laptop, which magically appeared right at 3 weeks before the election, which if anybody was paying attention would have never voted for Biden. The very thing they impeached Trump for, which he didn't do, is clearly Joe Biden has been doing his whole entire criminal, public office career. Go ahead.
I see so much people start out like musicians, for example, one in particular, I'm going to mention her name in a little bit, but, I watched her, when she first started as a musician, and what I really admired about her is when she first started on her music, she gave it away free. She just put it on YouTube and just gave it away. And then she got more and more popular, and then you could see almost the exact moment when the evilness came in across and took her over, and she was never the same after that. And the person I'm talking about, her name is Claire Brochure. I watched her for before anybody even knew who she was, and people more know her nowadays as her stage name, she just changed it again. But I mean, for years, her name was Grimes. Now she changed it to, I think it was C, yeah. And, you know, and you'll recognize what I'm fixing to say. She's the one that gave birth to Elon Musk's child. Over.
Well, that's very interesting. I actually have a piece queued up that of my own that I think I'll play. Since you brought up music, I wanted to play it anyway, but I want to be sensitive to the flow of the conversation. Bob Dylan has this is something that I don't know if it's still available on YouTube. A whole bunch of stuff has been scrubbed, you know, so you can't find it anymore. But I did watch this, and Bob Dylan himself says that he made a deal with the devil. Sammy Davis Jr. is another example. There's a Jerry Seinfeld did this thing where celebrities in cars or something like that or having coffee, I forget what. But one of them is with Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy relates a story of when he met Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy Davis Jr. is saying, "Don't you know Satan's in charge?" Right? And Eddie Murphy's like, "What?"
One of the perfect examples of that is the movie Old Brother, Where Art Thou? The colored guy. I'm not political correct tonight.
He plays Robert Johnson. He's playing Robert Johnson at the crossroads, who also, the story is, who sadly...
Yes. Made a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Oh. That's correct. Over. Well, I have not, and I know better. They are incredibly seductive. They'll give you anything you think you want on the material world, and these people choose it. Hillary Clinton and so many others. Satanism, I'm telling you, is way huger than people realize. It's not as endemic as many people would say as well. There's a lot of people that say it's everywhere. No, it's not. It's actually a very small minority. But they've been able to infiltrate very high levels. Our own wonderful fellow host, Jay Parker, tells you about his own experiences growing up in a family that chose that path and how he escaped it and how difficult it was for him. And the things he went through, it's no fun at all, but he managed to raise his own consciousness and become a real light. He's been on this show a number of times, and I'm sure I'll have him on soon. I'm kind of waiting to ask him back when I can really prove to him that I was right about these things, because he thinks that I'm overly optimistic, and I may well be. You know, listen, I'm not going to pretend that I'm right. It may well turn out I'm wrong, and we've got to wait a little bit longer. I hope that's not the case. But as best as I can tell, we really are moving into a golden age, and it's unstoppable. Just the ascension process is the very vibration. I mean, what James Gilliland would tell you is that the very vibration of reality that we're in right now is rising. And so all this darkness is being exposed. It's got to come up to the light first. So we've actually got to kind of process it and deal with it, so that we can understand and really make that decision for ourselves, for our own individual choice. We have to see the reality of it. It's never easy to confront your own shadow. But that's what we're doing, and we're doing it on a collective level as well as an individual level.
It's important to understand it, and that's why it's so important to people out there. Please donate to the station, because as long as the donations are sufficient, the archives are free. And if you want to really, really learn the truth out there, go to the Revolution Radio Archives and look at Jay Parker's previous videos, go back in the archives and listen to them, because you'll hear a part of life that you probably may not even knew existed. Over.
Jay Parker is a dear friend. Again, he's been on the show. I don't even remember how many times. And he'll do it. His show is right before mine on Studio B on Thursday night. Actually, I helped him get back on the network because he had some health issues and had a hiatus. And I got with I said, hey, let's just call Mr. Rowe and see. You know, and Mr. Rowe said, yeah, sure. Go. Excellent. So thank you. Mr. Rowe obviously is one of the most incredible people. I love him so much. And I apologize. I criticized his music, and I kind of feel guilty about that. I just don't resonate quite with some of the music he likes. But that's a personal choice. I mean, that's not a question of what's right or wrong. That's just a question. You know, we do have different music that we resonate with. But speaking of which, we've only got about 25 minutes left. I do want to play this, okay? Do you mind? I'm going to go ahead and play a song. It's called Valence. It's only 3 minutes long, and it's actually a sort of a demo tape. It doesn't have – I'm working on a melody to it, but I think it's kind of interesting. So let me just go play this for y'all, and then we'll see if we have a reaction. All right. Did that come over okay, or was it all distorted? Could you hear that?
Fairly distorted.
Fairly distorted?
Fairly.
But it came well enough to across that I enjoyed it. You know, that's something I loved about the old analog TV. You know, if you lived out in the middle of nowhere, you know, it may be a little staticky, but you could still enjoy it. Nowadays,
so
it's either on or off.
I said it before I played it. I thought it might be too loud. Anyway, we'll play it again sometime.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Keith, and you just talked. And I can't think of your name. That's what getting about
being
old.
Doku,
yes.
Is our fellow caller.
I got a question for both of you. You know, back in the day, you know, when we were young, you know, we're old farts here. Everybody needs to know that on the radio station, right? And back in the day, you know, when we were young, 45s was where it was happening, you know? When you had the top 40 of hits, right? And the top, the number one hit, what is the very first 45 record that you bought that was the number one hit? Over.
Oh my God. I probably still have it too. It was probably something like the, it was some kind of silly pop song or something. Oh, Strawley and Paul wants to join us. We only have a few minutes left, but I do want to add him.
Let me tell you real quick, because I remember very well the first one I that was number, and it was 1968, and it was by the band Ohio Express, and the name of the song was Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Yeah, Loving Your Tummy.
Yes.
I don't remember that one.
I do remember
the first.
I do remember. Oh, by the way, for the listening audience, the younger listening audience, 45s refer to a smaller disc. So vinyl albums ran at 333 RPM. But you had singles that ran at 45, which at a higher speed, they actually had a little higher fidelity. That was the allure of them. You had, you know, singles and then B-sides. You had the A-side and the B-side.
Right. Exactly.
To put on your turntable, because the inside, instead of that quarter-inch diameter, was about 2 inches. But the very first vinyl album I got was Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. So we have been joined by Australian Paul. Paul, welcome to the show, my friend.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. The best thing that I can say to the intro is what you need to do is cut it into four sections. Otherwise, it all sounds pretty good, but if you keep that intro all the way through, it sort of gets a bit monotonous. If you break it up a little, it'd be much better. And then you could add some fillers like people talking or, you know, anything over it. But otherwise, it was a bit muffled. But if you listened and listened correctly, it wasn't so bad.
Well, and thank you for that. I think I should have played it at a lower level. I tried to match the level to what Skype can handle. And obviously, as Daku said, it was a bit overdriven. So apologies there.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. If you had turned it down a little, it would have been just that little bit better. But like I said, I did listen through the start. If you sort of broke that up a little, right, and but play them long bits, but just break it in little bits and pieces.
And well, anyway, actually, It's kind of a throwaway piece because it's something, you know, I do various things where I have stuff that I've been working on for years and am still refining. And then that was something that I just had the idea for. It's actually only four chords. It's E minor, B minor, D, A. And then when the bass changes, it sounds like the chords change, even though they're the same. It's really interesting to me, and it's something I think I might be able to develop into an actual real song with the bridge
That's what I liked about that song, Keith, is, you know, after it goes a little bit and then the bass kicks in. I really liked the way the bass kicked in over.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with it. So as I said, so E minor, B minor, D, A, and then the bass goes E, D. So it does it in the harmony is in a triplet, and then the bass is in like 4-4. So it does it kind of off beat to it. So it makes the B minor chord when the D is there. It's just B minor with D in the bass, and then with D, and then A, it makes it a suspended seventh chord, major seventh chord. Anyway, and then it goes G, B, D, C sharp, and as the bass tone rises. It's something that I think has real potential to be developed. Actually, I'm talking to some people. I do want to form a actual band again. One of the things about songs like that is they really work well in a live setting. So hopefully I'll get to do that again.
Lyrics that work fantastic. Sorry,
what's that?
Yeah, with lyrics that'd be really, really good. But like I said, you'd have to jump into bits and pieces of chords. So, but it'd be a very, very good one to either undergo the lyrics or just at the end, before that bass kicks in, you know, because you got some really good stuff there.
So, Paul, since we've gotten you on air, and of course you're in Australia, and we know that Australia, like much of Europe, has kind of gone into more, you know, Europe and England has gone into more severe lockdowns now. Are things easing up for you, or are they even that big a deal in the region you're in?
Well, we're only still allowed to go 25 kilometres, which is fun, right, in Melbourne. Anyone out of Melbourne town, right, like my sisters and brothers, you know, on some of the other, yeah, if they're out of the boundaries, right, they're sweet. They can go anywhere they bloody want to, right, but their country, right, but they can't cross the border.
I'll just say, Ozzy Paul, I thought you were in Australia, not England. Over.
He's in Australia. Oh, I was mentioning England and Europe because they are having similar severe, you know, authoritarian Marxist lockdown. But yeah. Paul is in Australia. And I forgot where you're near Melbourne. I forget where you are.
Yeah, I'm Melbourne. Yeah, I'm Melbourne with Monty and most of the others. Yeah.
Right.
So the fun part about being in Melbourne lockdown-ish, right, if you're outside and you're walking, no mask necessary. If you need to go get the groceries, put it on, you're in there maximum 3-4 minutes and you're out, so it's not that bad, right? And then you just take it off and just walk home, so it's not that bad. But because I'm on foot at the moment, so, or the electric scooter, but anyway, the stuff is close, so it's not that bad. But the 25 kilometres, which is probably go back about 19 mile radius, roughly 18 to 20 mile, give it some. But yeah, that's in fruition, but there hasn't been a person that's tested positive in Victoria, the whole lot of Victoria, and some states in, you know, like, Tasmania, no positive tests. Victoria, now, no positive tests. South Australia, no positive tests. WA, there was no positive tests. NT, there was definitely no positive tests except for maybe a little bit around Darwin that they sent to Sydney. And, yeah,
well, that, all of it's that in the- That in itself, I would say, it proves beyond a reasonable doubt that it's a farce. Yeah, it's worse than the flu, but not much. Over.
Of course. All else was basically just the common flu. Whoop-de-doo. And that happens every year, you know. And every year, the people say, oh, but we're going to give you the shot that will give you an immunity. Oh, not really. You know. If people believe getting a jab in the arm is going to better than your immune system, well, that's ridiculous.
Well,
Daryl, hold on, please. Let me make some comments. First of all, I think the thing was really nasty when it was first. I think Simon Parks is correct about what actually happened, that it was from a bio lab, that bioweapons lab, which they call a disease research facility, but it's really a bioweapons lab trying to create nasty viruses to weaponize them. And Cliff High and other researchers analyzed the genetics of it and found it was a combination of the AIDS and the H1N1 type, and I forget, there was a couple others that they all kind of cobbled together. And I think it was very nasty and very lethal when it first was, according to Simon Parks, the technician that had stolen it out of the lab was transferring it and somehow ended up dying. I think it was the good guys that interfered with it and caused its accidental release there in Wuhan, China, when in fact it was intended not to be released at that time, but was intended to be transported probably to New York and L.A. And so it was supposed to actually be initially released in the U.S. In fact, it was released in China instead, which is why they restricted flights inside China, but not to the U.S. and to Europe and other countries. So it was prematurely released thanks to the white hats or good guys. And I think that there was real angelic and extraterrestrial energy that really blended it, made it far less harmful, far less virulent. At this point, we know just by statistics that it's 99.999, et cetera, survivable, especially depending on your age group and vulnerability. So there was no reason for any lockdown. And besides, you don't lock down healthy people. You quarantine the sick people, you know. So they turned it on its head. It was a whole globalist plan. And they shut down the economies. I mean, it's going to take some time to recover from that. Trump had the U.S. at the best economy in history prior to that, which alone should have won him re-election easily. So this was yet another plan. You know, they had the Mueller investigation and they had the impeachment and they had many assassination attempts on him. And he's survived all of it. It's astonishing what a fighter he is for us, the American people, and so much of the public. I mean, remember, you know, his campaign rallies attracting more people. They can't get even in the parking lots outside of it, and they put up the big stream TVs and stream the audio. So there's, you know, just tens of thousands of people wanting to attend his rallies. And by the way, about they were saying in the last round of his campaign rallies that about 20% of them were Democrats. Listen, Trump won in a freaking landslide. And we know that. So we held the Senate and then the House is going to pick up probably around 10 seats, five right now, but probably at least 10. So this blue wave that the mainstream media, a lot of the pundits are saying, you know, these pollers should all be fired. You know, how come they're not paying any consequences for lying to us and telling us that Biden had a 17-point lead, you know, and that the Democrats are going to, you know, pick up all these additional seats when in fact the reverse happened. So it wasn't like a total red wave. I characterized it as a red tide. But
it's funny, actually.
Go ahead.
Funny. Yeah, I was watching a few YouTubes and this and that, and I got onto Jumping Kangaroo Joe Biden, who bounced around for over 40 something years doing staying in the closet? Oh, sorry, in the basement. Sorry, it's in the basement, not the closet. Yeah, because that's where they kept him. The funny part about it is when he was 33, he lied, right? And the media picked him apart when the media was actually the media, right? When they picked apart both candidates and the whole lot. Now, Jumping Joe lied about getting his university degree, right? He said he had full honors where he only had partial. He said he got 3 degrees when he only had one. And then, you know, and it kept on going. And even the people who were interviewing him, and then it went all around the news networks. This is when he was 33. I can't say what era that was, but yeah, work it out. And look up that YouTube one. And every news agent said he should go. He should go. He shouldn't even be in politics, right? And that was back then. Now, stumbling, bumbling Joe. I can't remember what I need. Sorry, someone jacked me up. Oh, and gave me a teleprompter. And I'm listening into my hearing plug. Oh, yes, okay. Now I can actually speak. Joe Biden, and
let me give the audience something they can check out if they're curious. There is a video out called The Poetry of Joe Biden, and last I checked, it was still available, had not been suppressed on YouTube, and this was just about a week ago, so it's probably still up. And it is so funny. Is this guy doing sort of a beatnik poetry version of Joe Biden with some kind of, you know, jazz background, you know, piano, acoustic bass, and light drums? It's very funny. And then at the end of it, they actually show Joe Biden actually saying these things, like how he loves when children sit on his laps and how he's in the pool. They love to rub his leg hairs. I mean, all this.
Yeah, watch them all stand up.
What's that?
And watch them all stand up.
Yeah.
He's hairy.
So how anybody voted for him, I don't even understand. Even my own older brother and youngest sister and father. I mean,
I'd like to say something real quick. First of all, Ozzy Paul, if you keep on imitating Joe Biden stuttering, they're going to start calling you Stuttering Daryl. But the thing I wanted to really mention that I think is important is like it's not been a year ago, but it's been like close to that, been many months ago, you know, Ada Wake, we all know who he is, you know, gets his name from the area code where he calls from, Hawaii. And he sent me something long time ago that it was a video of a doctor warning people, telling people not to take the coronavirus test, because actually what they're doing is they're giving you the virus when they do that test. Over.
I said that months ago. I said, so first of all, I think the coronavirus tests, some of them probably actually have the infection on them. So when you do that little mouth swab, you know, they put a I don't know if it's a Q-tip or whatever it is, because I wouldn't do it. But that,
I'm talking about the Q-tip that goes way up your nose, all the way to your brain.
Daryl, please don't interrupt, please. Let me finish. And we're going to give everybody a last word because we're almost at the end of the show. But I will not take the vaccine. But what I will because that's probably going to be infected with nanobots that are going to give you AI infection and get you hooked into the machine. But what I will take is the Regeneron that President Trump said revitalized him. Some say that Donald Trump actually has a med bed, which is a really high technology that really restores you. He said he felt 20 years younger. I want to feel 20 years younger. I'm 61 right now. I would love to feel 20 years younger. And had that, increased, hormone and vitality and all that. Anyway, we are at the end of the show. Let me go around the table and let everybody get in a last word. Let's start with Doc Who, because if he's still awake, are you still with us, Doc Who?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, I'm all ready for the med beds myself. And if you find out how you get in line to lay in a med bed, let us know.
Well, Trump said he's giving it for free to everybody, and it's going to be distributed by the military, which is actually really behind him. Let's go to Paul. Any last words, and then we'll go to you, Daryl. Paul, any last words for our listening audience?
Okay, Jumping Joe Pin. We should call him Pinball Joe. You know, the old fashioned pinball. Yep, when the those ding, ding, ding. Yep. Well, it's up to him. But we know who actually won before they stopped the counting. When in history did they stop the counting?
That is correct. Daryl, any last thoughts for our listening audience? And then I want to get in a few words if there's still time.
Yeah, when it comes to the med bed thing, I'm kind of wondering, about Trump coming down with coronavirus. You know,
actually is what happened.
Yeah, they said that he was definitely had it. So I'm kind of wondering, which one of these two do you think it was? Was it the med bed? And he went, and that's why he had such a super quick turnaround. Or was it him taking the malaria drug and the other and its activator?
Z-Pak.
Right. Or do you think? Or do you think it was the med bed?
He said it was Regeneron. And that's good enough.
If it was the med bed, he would not announce that over the air because the world is not ready for med beds right at this time.
We're only almost us ready though. So let me just
only us conspiracy theory people.
If you don't mind, let me make some last words. We're gonna see amazing revelations up to come. There's going to be huge icons going down. There's going to be huge arrests. It's all coming up. The gloves are off right now in the next couple of months. And there's the music, everybody. Good night. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.